Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've all heard that laughter is the best medicine, but as it turns out, it may also be the best political strategy. That's because some experts say comedy is an incredibly important method of nonviolent protest, and satire can be a way to energize and reach most voters. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Sophia McLennan, professor of international affairs and comparative literature at Penn State and a founding director of the Center for Global Studies. Doctor, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
I know a lot of people, actually, that have said that they weren't really interested in political news until they started watching John Oliver, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart. Are you finding that people are more engaged that way?
Yeah, what that's called is issue priming. So if I sort of mention to you, let's talk about the latest trade deal, and your eyes glaze over, and you think, oh, that's the last thing I want to talk to you about. What we find is that satire and comedy can make an issue palatable for somebody who might otherwise tune out. So that's one of the big ways in which we see satire playing a role in increasing the political information the public has.
And that must be a good thing, though, in the overall scheme of things.
It's an excellent thing because, frankly, you need an educated citizenry to be engaged in the democratic process. So the more that you get people paying attention to issues, the better. And we have research that shows that the folks that watch these comedy shows score higher in their knowledge of current events and political, political knowledge than those that don't.
I hesitate to ask this question, but we got to know. Do you think that those shows, late night shows, John Oliver's show, have higher ratings than traditional news media?
Well, that's a tricky thing because, again, if you look at something like Fox News really, gets better ratings than just about anybody else. But that's partially because they're the only game on that side of the political spectrum that has a big stake in cable news. But it's certainly true that when you look across demographics, and this is the really important thing, because I bet many of your listeners don't watch news. And we're increasingly seeing that people get their news through social media. They get their news from little sound bites and clips. They read it. They listen to it on podcasts. So the sort of day where cable news was the standard bearer for determining how people are getting their news information is really over. So when you look at the big media picture, you start to see that, yeah, the comedians are really starting to set the agenda in ways you've never really seen before.
And I remember one of the original programs was, Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update. And you assumed that people understood what the real news was in order to understand the satire.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've uncovered in my recent book that's just come out called Trump Was a Joke is that process whereby the comedians and the satirists commented on an issue that you already were informed of, i.e. they didn't give you more knowledge. They just gave you a different way of thinking about the issue. That story has changed. Now people learn about news items first from comedians and satirists, and that really started to happen after 9/11, and it's only increasing in terms of the frequency with which we see it.
Professor and Doctor, thanks so much for the time. So much more to unpack there. Dr. Sophia McLennan, Professor of International Affairs at Penn State University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.